How many are on this fast? Can I see your hand? I believe this is a special time that God's doing some special things. And I want to share just a little bit today, and I want to read from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 58. You can follow with me as I begin reading. I want to begin reading in verse 5. It says in Isaiah 58:5, it says, "Is this such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? It is to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. And will thou call this a fast, and is acceptable day of the Lord? Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke?" Say that with me, that you break every yoke. Hallelujah. It's been a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, I was preaching in Owensboro, Kentucky. And I was on a 21-day fast, and this angel came into my room, and he said to me, he said, "I want to share with you what a fast does when you enter into one of these 21-day fasts." Now, I began fasting when I was in seminary. I was pastoring a little church in Lexington, Kentucky. We were running 40 people. And in the first 3 months, we grew to 20 people. And they didn't like my preaching. They didn't like anything I did at that church. And it was a very difficult time. And so my dad, he said to me, he said, "I'm going to Seoul, Korea. There's a church over there that runs 40,000 people. Today it runs over 1 million. Last year they had over 70,000 people that were born again." And he said to me, he said, "Why don't you go with me?" And so we went over to that church, and we met the mother-in-law of the pastor. And the church was pastored actually by his mother-in-law and by Dr. Cho. And Madam Che, she had developed Prayer Mountain, and she would go on these long fasts. Cho was kind of like Kenneth Hagin. And he was speaking the word, walking by faith. She was laying on the ground fasting 40 days. And so together they built the largest church in the world. So my dad asked her, said, "What is the secret for church growth?" And she said, "Pray, pray, pray." And then pointed at my dad's stomach and said, "Fast, fast, fast." Well, Dad didn't think that she understood him. And so he asked again. She said the same thing. "You pray, 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 and you fast, fast, fast." And so I went up to Prayer Mountain. And it was right on the DNZ, right there on the border of North Korea. You could hear the helicopters fly over. And over the years, I've stayed many days up at Prayer Mountain. But there were 1,500 teenagers. I'm talking 13, 14, 15 years old, and they were fasting for 7 days. There were a lot of people up there that had come. Some were sick with cancer. Some had diabetes. And they would come up there and they would fast. They would fast for 10 days, 15 days, some 30 days. And as we were there, there was no chairs. We sat on the floor. And the Holy Ghost began to fall. And there was a man that had not walked. He began to stand. He began to run. There were people that were blind, and God opened their eyes. It was, they didn't have any, Benny Hinn wasn't ministering. It was just the presence of God. And I made up my mind that I was going to be a person who fasted. So when I came back to that little church, I started fasting. I set aside a time every week I began to fast. And then later when we began fasting our 21 days, that year, 32 people got healed of cancer. And so But yet, I did not understand the dynamics of what happens when you fast. And so, but inside of you, you are a spirit being made in the image and likeness of God. You have a mind with emotions, which is called your soul. And you have a body. Your body's the house in which this lives in. But the control panel that operates in where your spirit man lives is in your belly. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 7, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit. So your spirit man lives down in your belly. It doesn't live up here in your head. It doesn't live in your heart. It's in your belly. When it talks about believing with your heart, it's believing with the core of your person, like the heart of a tree. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, it says, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. It says the belly. It says the spirit is in here, and it searches the inward parts of the belly. Say belly. Because also what lives in that belly is your soulish man. If you listen to the Greeks and the philosophers, they think it's in your mind. No, it's down here. That's where your emotions are. When you see something, it hits you in the pit of your stomach. The Bible talks in 1 John, it talks about if you turn away the poor, that you have in your, you have in the bowels of your compassion, where are you? That soulish man is down here in the pit of your stomach. Yes, you have a mind, you have a heart, but it lives down in your belly. And then where does your fleshly man live? Where is the physical man? It's not your heart. Your heart pumps blood. It's a muscle. It's an organ. But your control panel, where it operates, is in your belly as well. You take a pill, and when that pill hits your belly, it can heal you of athlete's foot. When it hits your belly, it can cause your heart to go back into rhythm. When it hits your belly, it can stimulate your hair to grow. It's the belly where your spirit lives, your soul lives, and your body functions. It's all out of the belly. And so when we talk about a fast, we're talking about who is going to rule the workplace. Who is going to take charge of the control panel? Is your fleshly part? Is your soulish part? Or is the spirit man? And so it's like the Indian. They said to him, those two dogs you got, which one's the toughest dog? He said, it's the one I feed. And the one we feed is the one who is victorious. There's a guy came up and he said, hey, is your dog bite? He said, no. So he reached down and pet the dog, and the dog bit him. He said, I thought you said your dog didn't bite. He said, that's not my dog. But when we talk about this spirit man, you've got to understand what begins to take place on this fast. Now, this, you started Monday, is that correct? So this is your third day, the third day. In the first, physically, in the first 8 to 14 hours, doctors tell us that your sugar begins to be eaten up and used up. Your body burns the sugar. And then after 14 hours, it begins to turn from the sugar to the fat. And then your muscles, during that time, your muscles begin to operate on 50% sugar and 50% fat. Between 14 and 24 hours, your liver releases these keystones. And that's where your energy begins to rise, and ketosis, you enter into ketosis, where your body begins to burn the fat and begins to, that's why you start to begin to lose weight. Between 24 and 36 hours, this fat burning begins to really take place. Your brain, it begins to affect your brain, where your brain becomes more clear. It's not fogged. And then as you go from 36 to 48 hours, your body begins to recycle, and the damaged cells, especially cancer cells, at the end of 36 hours, begin to be flushed from your body. And this is why you often have bad breath. This is often why you need to take baths and showers, because these poisons and toxins are released through your skin. This is why you get headaches. That's a sign the fast is working. If your back hurts, it's not your back. You don't have water. You're not drinking enough water for your kidneys. I wrote this book years ago. It was called 88 Reasons Why You Should Fast. And nobody bought my book. So I gave them away. I sent them out to every preacher in Kentucky. Then I sent them out to every preacher in Indiana, Illinois. And I just began to send them out. So one night I got this call from a preacher in Colorado, Colorado Springs. And he said, I read your book, and I've gone on this 21-day fast. And I'm on a 12th day, and I'm about to die. Says, my doctor says I'm going to die. My wife told me that you, who wrote this book, was crazy, and I need to break it. And he said, I thought I'd call you before I stopped the fast. I said, well, what are you drinking? He said, I'm drinking tap water. I said, well, that's your problem. I said, you got chlorinic poisoning. The chlorine from the waters has made you sick, and you need to get spring water. And you need to drink it. So he called me after 21 days. And he said, well, he said, it worked. When I changed water, I quit having these headaches. And he said, I fasted for 21 days. And God began to do great miracles in his church. I won't go into all that right now. But it's very important that you understand your body goes through this cleansing process. And then between 60 to 72 hours, your body starts producing stem cells, where your body begins to replenish itself and begins to make itself whole. Now that's what happens physically. Your appetite is suppressed, and then you begin to go on this honeymoon, and sometimes that honeymoon will last for 15 to 18, sometimes 20 days, and you begin to really you have energies, you're able to function properly. But let me tell you what happens down here in your belly. Down here in your belly, when you begin that fast, this physical part of you, your body, begins to rise up and say, man, I don't know if I can do this. Man, I don't feel good. I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. And then about dinner time, your brain starts talking to you. That soulish man begins to say, hey, it's time to eat. It's time to function. And that is the biggest battle right there at 6 o'clock in the evening at dinner time. And if you are fasting just to lose weight, if you're fasting just to purify yourself and drop 10 pounds, you'll fail. And this is where you need the spirit man to rise up and through the power of the Holy Spirit, say, this is for spiritual reasons. This is so God can begin to work in my life. And then as you enter into the second day, you begin to feel better. And your physical man begins to back down. And your spirit man begins to rise up. It usually takes about 3 days, about to the today, where you start hearing from God, where God can begin to really speak to you and God can begin to really show you things. And then from the third day on, it's not a battle with the physical man, but it becomes a battle with the soulish man. It becomes a mental battle. I have fasted 14 40-day fasts, and one fast went 100 days. On that 100 days, I fasted no food at all for about 42 days. And then from then on, I began to eat a small meal till I fasted till Easter, which was 100 days. But in every situation, the battle has been with my mind, with the soulish nature. When people fast for 40 days, they don't really fast 40 days. They'll fast 42 days. They'll fast 44 days. God told me to carry a cross around the city of Louisville and not to eat until I'd carried that cross. It was the most humbling experience I ever had. I got into an area of town, the West End, which I was the only white guy I saw for a long time, and they thought I was with the Ku Klux Klan, and I had to convince them I wasn't with this cross. But I carried that, and during this time, it snowed 14 inches, and I was out there carrying the cross. It took me 44 days to carry that cross. I'm here to tell you that as you begin to fast, the spirit man becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. The soulish nature that has to reason everything out, especially when God tells you to do things. When God tells you to do things that cost millions of dollars, it costs more money than you've ever dreamed about. How in the world am I going to get my hands on that money? Well, your spirit man connects to the stars. The stars are not ruled by this earth. When God spoke to Abraham, he said, your seed shall be as the stars of the sky. That's not talking just about numerically, but it's talking about the laws that rule. I supernaturally will impart to you spiritual laws that will enable you to rise higher than man's can normally rise, because it is the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, your spirit connects with that. And to do things that cost you a lot of money, it has to believe God for finances, and it only comes through fasting. We have 13 TV stations. We have 8 radio stations. And when God spoke to me, I didn't even have a TV. I finally went down to Walmart, and I bought me a black and white television for $62. And on the way home, I broke off the antenna and had to use a coat hanger to get a picture. But we had nothing. How did that happen? Through fasting, through prayer. Nothing becomes impossible in the name of Jesus. Don't back down. This is your time in the name of Jesus. Now, we've gathered here, and we're fasting as a body. Let me tell you something about you. If you want to go to Florida, you don't go to Florida and leave your hand behind. You don't leave your foot behind. When you go to Florida, all of you goes to Florida. Well, we're a body of Christ here. And when people fast together like this church, Bob gets a breakthrough money-wise. 25 other people will get a breakthrough money-wise. If you're fasting for a new home, when you get that breakthrough, there will be 10 other people that get a new home in Jesus' name. And sometimes you can hitchhike on somebody else's fast if you get in there and you do, you hang in there. I had a guy in our church, he had diabetes, and he was our praise leader. And he fasted, and God healed him of diabetes. And when he did, 18 other people who had diabetes got healed. So someone who says, I'm going to fast by myself, I'm not going to fast with other people, is an ignorant person who doesn't know the power of fasting. This is a time that you jump in. Now, let's say you fall off the wagon. Say you eat something. Well, I broke the fast. It's over. I'm done. Well, you know, there's sometimes I miss a meal. But I have never said, well, I give up. I'll never eat again. I miss that meal and it's over. Listen, sometimes things happen and you just get back up and you keep going in the name of Jesus. Come on, can I hear an amen? Amen. So here in the book of Isaiah, it begins to speak of the power of fasting. And many people call it the fasting chapter, but it's not the fasting chapter. Say with me, this is not the fasting chapter. This is the fasting. This is the chapter of the greatest promises in the Bible of the hundredfold blessing. And in this, it talks about when you pray. It talks about when you call upon the Lord. And then it talks about when you give, how you give your money to help the poor and the needy. And then it talks about when you fast. So it talks about when you pray, when you give, when you fast. Now the Bible says, and Jesus talked about how being blessed 30, 60, and 100-fold. Most Christians just pray. If you can get them to pray, you did pretty good. And there, you'll be blessed. The Bible says, when thou prayest, enter into your closet and shut the door and pray to the Father which seeth in secret. And the Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So there's a blessing when you pray. Can I hear an amen? Amen. But it's a 30-fold blessing. But when you add to that giving. So the Bible says when you do your alms or when you give. Don't give to be seen of men. But give to the Father which is in heaven. And the Father which is in heaven, seest in heaven, shall reward you openly. So there's a blessing every time you give. Even if you're not a Christian. You give, you help the poor, God will bless you and you'll still burn in hell. But God will bless you and multiply you here on this earth. But if you only give, it's a 30-fold blessing. But if you pray and you tithe and you plant seeds, you get a 60-fold blessing. But if you're going to operate in the 100-fold blessing, you have to add fasting to that. Now, let me share just a moment. We have, that chair has four legs. Could you sit on that chair if it had three legs? Would you be successful? No. Well, Christianity has four legs to it. There's faith, and faith comes from the Word of God. You can't be a servant and a child of God without reading the Bible. Come on, can I hear an amen? Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Secondly, it's prayer. You got to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thirdly, it's giving. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the fourth is fasting. And most people think they can have a get out of jail free card by not fasting. But that's not how it works. As you begin to fast and you begin to pray and you begin to give and you stay in the Word of God, nothing is impossible to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the best Presbyterian church I've ever been in my life. Hallelujah. Now, so here in the Word of God, it says this. This is the fast that I've chosen. It says, this is the fast that I have chosen, and it is to read here. It is to loose the bands of wickedness. It is to set us free from hidden sins. Now, let me tell you, we live in a world that we get so accustomed to doing things that we get involved in sins and we don't even know we're sinning. And we pray a prayer, Lord, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us today in the name of Jesus. But sometimes we harbor hurts and bruises. Sometimes we harbor unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. And so we think we forgive him. I was with my dad, and there was this guy who had beat him out of $5,000. And we went down to Florida, and there, and we were in a mall, and that guy was in that mall. We were going down the escalator, and he was coming up the other escalator. And my dad saw him. He said, and he got off the escalator, and he went back up. And my dad got fired up. And so we left, and he said, "You know, Bob, I thought I forgave him, but I guess I didn't." And he said, I need to get that out of me. There are things within us that are holding us back. It can be anger. It can be all different kind of things. It can be sins that you have abstinence from, but you're not delivered from it. You're not delivered from it. But on a fast, this all begins to come out. The bands of wickedness are broken. I was in an all-night prayer meeting. We had just begun this 21-day fast. It was on a Friday night. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. This guy comes in. I knew this guy. He went to our church. He was a hospital administrator. He was an assistant administrator. He had 2 kids, nice wife. But he was real troubled. So I went back to him. I got talking to him. I said, "Man, what's going on?" He said, "Brother Bob," he said, "when I was 12 years of age, I got raped. It was a homosexual deal." And he said, "I got into homosexuality. Nobody knows about it. My wife, if she knew about it, she'd leave me in a heartbeat. And I just got back from one of the parks, and I had 2 homosexual relationships. So I don't want to kill myself." And so I talked to him. I said, "Well, you know, what you need to do is go on this 21-day fast. And as you begin to fast, God will set you free. God will deliver you." Now, they had been in their church a couple of years. I had no clue. And he had always had an excuse why he couldn't fast. But I tell you, he began to fast. And as he began to fast, God delivered him from homosexuality. There's a lot of times there is things in your life and you fight it, you push it down, you hold it back, but you're not delivered. You're not set free. And then something happens and you fall off the wagon. You get back into pornography. Something happens and you cuss like a sailor. But when you begin to fast, God begins to break those bands of wickedness in the name of Jesus. And then it says to lift heavy burdens, things that have held you down, things that have held you back in the name of the Lord. God begins to break those in the name of Jesus. Sometimes it's physical. There was a fellow who played the accordion, and he would sing, and he played in these nightclubs. And he began to develop tuberculosis. He didn't know what it was at first. He would cough, and he'd cough up blood. But he was able to carry on, and then it started really getting bad. And he told his mother-in-law, she was a real faster in prayer. She said, "What you need to do is begin to fast and go on this fast." And so he had never fasted before. So he had fasted a day. And then he would eat. He'd eat cereal. And then he'd fast 2 days. And he'd eat. And he got where he started. He could go 2 days and then he'd eat something. And he fasted for 30 days. And God totally healed him of tuberculosis. There was a lady. She was a nurse. And she had her hand started bothering her. And she didn't know what it was at first. But it got worse and got worse and worse. And she went to the doctor, and it was a disease in her wrist that they said, "We're going to have to amputate your hand and maybe even above your elbow if we can't get this thing stopped." Now, until that point, she was never interested in fasting. But I tell you, when you're getting ready to almost lose your life, things can change. And so she began to fast. She said, "I'm going on a 3-day fast." She fasted 3 days. Then she continued on 10 days. Then she fasted 15 days, and at the end of 15 days, God totally healed her arm, and she was totally made whole. Come on, give the Lord a great big praise. Hallelujah to the Lord. And then it says it breaks the bands of wickedness, the hidden sins, and it breaks every yoke. Say every yoke. I had a man, he was a very respected man. He had his doctorate degree, and we hired him. Very fine guy. I loved him very much. Had a real nice wife and family. And he would he would counsel. And so this girl came and she set him up. Every pastor she would go to get counseling, she would try to set them up and get them to fall morally. And so she would talk to him, and she began to talk real seductively. And finally, he talked back to her, real, in an unprofessional, a real sensual way. And she taped it. She had it taped. So she went to the Assemblies of God, and he was credentialed with the Assemblies of God. And they played that, and they called him in, and they told me, he said, I want you to fire this guy. I want you to get rid of this guy. Now listen to this. I said, well, let me see what I feel like I should do. And I didn't feel like I should fire him, but I should heal him and help him restore him. His wife, they were from Kansas City, and she left him. She went back to Kansas City. So I told him, I said, what I want you to do, I want you to fast with me. We're going to fast this 21-day fast. So he begins to fast. And as he began to fast, God broke him. God purified him. God broke that off of him. And God healed his life. God restored his marriage. God totally set him free. I want everybody to stand right now. I want you to stand. And then the Bible goes on and it begins to tell the 20 greatest promises. The 20 greatest promises in the whole Bible are to people who give, pray, and fast. Hallelujah. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, you have a plan for my life. And devil, you're not included in that plan. In the name of Jesus, I bind every demon, every generational curse, every attachment to my life that is not pure. In Jesus' name, I break the bands of wickedness. Father, I'm fasting. I'm on this fast. And you have chosen a fast to break wickedness and sin. Now in the name of Jesus, I decree violence. I decree in the name of Jesus hatred. I decree racism. I decree in the name of Jesus anti-Semitism, sexual immorality, greed, stealing, adultery, pride, slander. I break it in the name of Jesus, and I command it to come out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, you said it's to break every heavy burden. How many have some burdens you're dealing with? Hold your hand up high. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree today, according to the word of God, we take authority over every burden that's represented here. Lord, we're fasting, and you said if we would fast, you would break the heavy burdens. So I come against the burden of debt and financial. I come against the burdens of grief and family problems and struggles that bring discouragement. I break it, I break it, I break it. I command it to come out of you, be broken. How many are going through some family problems? Come on, hold your hand up. I break that burden in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you in the name of Jesus, faith and the power of the Holy Ghost to turn things around. I release the promise in Psalms 38. He places a solitary in families. And he bringeth out those that are bound by chains. I come against trauma. I come against emotional distress. I break every burden that has bound you in Jesus' name. If you receive that, say amen. Amen. And then I decree today that God is setting you free from all oppression. All oppression. Everything that's limited your hopes, your dreams, what you feel God has called you to do, I break it off of you in the name of Jesus. You will not be held back. You will not be oppressed any longer in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree today new abilities, new opportunities, doors open that have never opened before in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands out this direction. Father, I pray for those that had governmental oppression in Venezuela. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus to Cuba, to Nicaragua, to Colombia in the name of Jesus, to Iran in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord. And then it begins in verse 8. I want to read it today. It says in verse 8, it says, then, everybody say then. Then is when you give. Then is when you pray. Then means when you fast is a preposition. When you have given, when you've prayed, when you fasted, then the 20 blessings kick in. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Hallelujah. Today, in the name of Jesus, I speak a new beginning. I speak a new beginning for every man, every business person that you've come here today. I speak new opportunities. I speak hope. I speak divine breakthroughs. May angels go before you. May clarity be there. May confusion leave. May you know exactly what to do. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I speak divine guidance. I break hardships. I break it in the name of Jesus. And I decree the light of the Holy Spirit is opening doors that have never been opened before. I want you to take right now, and I want you to open the door. Just open the door. Now I want you to take a step through that door. That's what God's doing for you on this fast. In the name of Jesus, I say to you, my sister, I see a door of opportunity, a door of promotion, a door of great blessing. What's your first name? Yes. Pardon me? Terry. God's getting ready to do something, and it's going to be powerful. It's going to be mighty. It's going to restore, encourage you. It's going to break everything that's held you back. God's getting ready to promote you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he says, "In thy health shall spring forth speedily." How many need some kind of healing? Come on, raise your hand if you need some kind of healing. Father, I speak today rapid recovery. I speak a healing in the name of Jesus. Symptoms, I command you to leave. Come out, come out, come out. Come out now. No COVID. No cancer. No diabetes. I speak to your bones to be healed. L5, L4, L3. No sciatica in the name of Jesus. I break every attack on you. I bind every demon that would try to bring sickness, every generational curse. In the name of the Lord. Devil, you're a liar. 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 I want you to lay your hand on that part of your body where you need God to touch you right now. Just lay your hands on it. I want you to pray with me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I'm a child of God. And as I'm fasting and praying, there are benefits. Say, there are benefits. And one is healing will come quickly. Now, devil, take your hands off me. I'll not have cancer. I'll not have diabetes, heart disease. I won't die of a stroke, but I shall live to be a good old age. In the name of Jesus, I'll not die before my time. My bones are healed. My knees are healed. I have a young back. My eyes are healed. From my head to my toes, I'm set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says, and your righteousness shall go before you. I speak today, as you fast, is a step, is righteousness. This, God looks at your fast as righteousness. Right standing with God. And there are benefits. So I declare peace. I declare prosperity today. I decree the reward of the righteous, safety, happiness, blessed in every occasion in the name of Jesus. Take your finger and anoint your head. That anointing is the anointing of righteousness. The blessing of righteousness in the name of Jesus. And then it says, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear reward. There's a reward for fasting. And I decree today, every person here shall walk in that reward, shall walk in that blessing in the name of the Lord. I decree the hundredfold blessing. I decree favor, the mystery of God, divine favor upon your life. I decree that God has put a bulletproof vest on you, where no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is your heritage. This belongs to you as the righteous. In the name of Jesus, may angels surround you. May you walk in security. May a gun never shoot you. May fire never burn you. May a knife never cut you. In the name of Jesus, I loose the blessings of God upon you today for the glory of the Lord. I want to pray one more of these promises. The fifth promise of those 20 is that then thou shalt call on the name of the Lord, and he shall answer. And thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. That means instantaneous. That means God comes faster than the fire department comes. That means God's listening to your prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay your hand right here on your chest. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak an anointing for every prayer to be answered in the name of the Lord. I speak in the name of Jesus a quick response. Father, may you demonstrate your mighty power in the name of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak deliverance from distress and pain and trouble and problems in your home, in your marriage, with your children. I break that in the name of Jesus. Father, I remind you we're covenant people. We're people under a blessing in the name of the Lord. And Father, in Jesus' name, I decree it and pronounce it done for the glory of God. Hallelujah. If you receive it, say amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. We were beginning a fast just like this. And a man came to me. His name was Doug. And he came to me after church and he said, Brother Bob, he said, I want you to pray for my marriage. My wife's left me. And so I said, well, why she left you? And so he began to tell me he was in an adulterous situation. He was as wicked a person as I ever met. And I said, well, I don't blame her. If she was my daughter, I'd tell her to get as far away from you as you can. He said, look, I need God to help me. And I said, well, we're getting ready to go on this 21-day fast. He said, well, I believe in fasting. I said, well, not only are we going to fast, but we're going to plant seeds. He said, I believe in planting seeds. He said, fact is, last year I gave $25,000. I said, how much did you give this church? He said, $3,000. I said, where'd you give the rest of it? He said, well, I gave it over here at the community chest. They had some good things they were doing. And then I gave some over at the Presbyterian church. I said, but you gave us $3,000? He said, yes. I said, why don't you go to the Presbyterians and get them to help you? I don't want to help you anymore. He said, well, no. He said, no. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll go on this 21-day fast, and I'll start paying my tithes here, and I'm going to plant a seed. I'm going to plant a seed for every day of this fast. I'm going to plant $100 for every day of this fast. I said, have you ever fasted 21 days? He said, no. I said, all right, I want you to plant $2,100 now before we begin this fast. And he did. He planted $2,100. So at the end of the fast, about 18 days into that fast, he came to me and he said, God's healed my marriage. And God has also blessed me financially. And I sold a business. And I want to bring my tithe check to you. And he gave me a check for $300,000. And then he told me this. He said, I have a new business I've started. And if you would like to buy shares into this business, he said, I'll let you buy them at the founder's price. And it was 19 cents a share. And so I bought 1 million shares out of that money he gave us. And so that those shares went up to $11 a share. A million shares at $11. How much money is that? $11 million worth. But the problem was there wasn't the activity of so many shares, so I discounted them, and I sold them for $3 million. Now, you don't know what God will do for you until you fail.